I got my dogs groomed today, and a dog groomer came to my house. They pull up in that weird van with, like, a weird, like, pun on the side of the van, like, Bark Williams. This, like, cholo gets out of the van. Why, is it cholo? Because he's Mexican? Yeah, that's what I'm saying, yeah. He's got tattoos from his set all over his body, and he's walking up, and I'm looking through the window. I go, you know, good for him, man. Got his life together, got out of that life. I open the door. I have three little three-pound dogs. I open the door, and he goes, "Ay, puppies! Ay, puppies!" That happened. I was like, "Oh my God! You think you know a guy?" I singular, a puppies plural. Ay, puppies. Thank you, brother. I'm really thirsty. I'm tripping on Molly tonight. And I didn't think I'd see her, but... You ever go to the grocery store? They always want to sell you stuff outside because they know you have money going in. Or they want you to sign some stupid petition. Like, that's how you're going to, like, affect change with a dumb clipboard outside of Ralph's. They always have that one sentence that freezes you. If you don't stop and talk, you look like Hitler. Are you against babies with AIDS? Oh, God. She told me to buy dry shampoo. I don't even know what that is. I'm not against baby. I'm going in. I'm not against that. When my son was born, I'm holding a baby. He's been home from the hospital like 2 days. I'm walking into the grocery store, and these kids come up to me. They're like, kids, you know, 20-year-olds. They go, can we talk to you about Planned Parenthood? I'm like... Maybe know your audience. I'm not anti-abortion, but I'm anti this abortion. 2 days ago, he was a parasite inside someone else. His eyes don't have color yet. Jeez. Oh, I like the kid that sells you chocolate bars. You know, he's wearing like shower shoes and socks. Not an athlete. White t-shirt, a beer gut at 14. Would you like to buy a chocolate bar to help my high school football team get new equipment? Like that's how we're, tightening up interscholastic athletics, one melted chocolate bar in a parking lot at a time. Didn't the teachers just go on strike? Aren't they supposed to fix this? Chocolate bars you've never seen, right? It's like, I know every chocolate bar ever made. Like, ones that aren't in existence anymore. Summit candy bar, gone, extinct, because they tried to go up against Twix. Those fucking dummies, you can't fuck with Twix. It's like a picture of Cleopatra, like, with a hawk on her hand, and RZA from the Wu-Tang Clan spray painting a wall. It's got your name. I go, you play football? He goes, yes, sir. I go, what number are you? And he goes, what? I go, what number are you? He goes, well, I go, fuck you. Nobody forgets their high school number. In football, I was 55. I never played a down. Never. I used to run and skid on my knees to get grass stains so the kids in my neighborhood thought I played football. It was crazy out there, man. It's trench warfare when you're playing left out, you know. Don't say it right now. Every guy in this room, don't say it. You all remember your high school football number. When I point, everybody yell out, no matter what the sport, your number was when I point. All right, guys? You're going to yell out your high school number when I point. Go ahead. What is it? I will gladly buy chocolate from you. You're not bullshitting me. 17? Who was 17?
17.
Over there? I thought it was over here. Am I having a stroke? Nobody likes 67, man. Some fucking fat guard. Hey, what about 67? I have to carry this weight my whole life. But it was for the program at the time. 17, that's a quarterback. That's a guy that got chicks. He was cool. He's tan.
17.
17's good. 17. The dog groomer came to the door. It freaked me out. It freaked me out. What age is it when how we feel about people at our door gets completely reversed? As a kid, the doorbell rings and you're like, "Oh, get it!" Like you run, you jump two flights of stairs. I would like palm my sister's face, like, "Oh, girl, you got it last time!" Just stand on her body as I'm talking to the person. It's a naked man with a sock over his dick going, "Hey, if your parents aren't home, why don't you just come in and we can rub our stomachs together?" Like, "All right. Will you come back? I can answer the door some more." I couldn't wait to answer the door. Right around the age, like 35, the doorbell rings. You know, let's say you're married, your wife's making chicken parmesan, it's dinner time, the kids are off in the other room doing whatever they do. Ding dong. Is that your phone? Ding dong. Oh God. You get lower. You're afraid. You're getting lower. Like, what the fuck is that? Are you expecting company? I'm not. Oh my God. You go to the guest bedroom of your own house and look out a window at your own front door. Who the fuck is that? Why won't he turn around? Stop. God, tell him to stop ringing the bell. It's freaking me out. I call my son into the room. I go, "Come here." He's like, "What?" Get down. Not that far down. Just get down like in a movie. You see the guy at the door with the gray ponytail and the suit? Go ask him what he wants. Go. I sent like a 5-year-old. Because I'm freaked out. There's a white guy at my door in a suit and a gray ponytail like he just came from a Rush concert. That's funny. I didn't know I was going to say that. Which you'll see a lot of tonight. My son opens the door. They talk for like 14 minutes. I have to pee. Trying to get my son's attention through the door, but boys are idiots. You know that. Boys are dumb. Comes back after 14 minutes. I go, "What did the guy say?" Boy, I don't know if you know this. Little boys all talk like the sun is in their eyes all the time. Even like at night inside. He said. The guy. Oh my God. He's got a buddy over. He comes in. He goes, "What are you guys talking about?" My dad wants me to tell him what happened. He said, "Is your dad home?" What did he say after that? "I don't know." "I heard you speaking English and Spanish." "It's hard to say." So now I got to go talk to the guy, which was the intention in the first place. He's selling magazine subscriptions. Not at the store, at my house, dinner time. "Would you like to get a magazine subscription to help my church?" I'm like, "Well, this is a small little village I live in. I know every church and synagogue in the area, so you're already full of shit. Let me just put you there. Let me just cut off the ring right away. Keep you in the ropes where you belong." No, I don't want that. You know, any news I can get in my phone right now. But you're telling me a month from now you can throw it onto my wet lawn. After I give you money. You're an idiot. You want to make money for your church? It's dinner time. You smell that chicken parmesan? Sell pot. It's never like a bad idea. I don't smoke pot anymore, but if you came to my house and I smelled the chicken parmesan, you're like, "Hey, man, check it out. I got Northern Lights, Alaskan Thunder. Open up the other briefcase. I got Beast Mode, bro. I got Beast Mode 2.0. I got Grape Ape. I got Bubblegum Beast Mode." You're like, "All right, I'll take it." "Which one?" "No, I just did a show. I'm going to take it, all of it. I'll have it." Now I'm an addict, you know. I don't do anything in moderation. I'd smoke all of it at once, eat my chicken parmesan, lick my plate, and I would just sit on my couch high as fuck going, "How's that kid's high school football team going?" They can't be good. Private schools in LA should just be renamed the fucking bank. Holy shit. Hey, go talk outside when I'm filming a fucking special. For real? Get out. Beat it. Like, you're not, like, I need you guys absolutely silent. I don't think you're capable of it. I don't want you to get tossed. But really, like, I need you just to be zip quiet because it's kind of important to me and these people know it's important to them and me. No, don't, not fuck anybody. Keep it positive. But it's like, you're at a show where we're filming a show and nobody's going to watch a DVD and like, hey, that guy in like the fifth row was pretty good. I'm guessing. I couldn't see him. There's no crowd shots because JJ's the first fucking comic to get it right where they don't have a camera in your face like, keep laughing and we'll just fucking use it maybe. Don't worry. We can edit that out, so it's fine. Let me tell you something. Let me help separate you from your concern. 99.9% of comedians, when it gets quiet like that, they get really uncomfortable. Not daddy. I don't give a shit. That's an Adult Swim at the community pool for me. When it's quiet like that, that's power. I like it. I'm gonna tell some stories later where you guys are gonna be silent. I've been doing comedy 31 years, so if the show sucks, it's you. That's, like, drummers and comics keep time. Drummer knows how the song goes, that's all. My son went to private school for 1 year, and then from kindergarten to first grade, I got a letter from his private school that said first grade was gonna be $18,000. And I, instead of burning it to the ground, I just didn't respond, which is more practical and pragmatic for your future. You ever go to like school, all you want is your partner, your wife, your husband, to not ask any fucking questions at like parent teacher, like, well, how's he doing? You're like, shut up, let's get out of here. We're in these stupid little chairs. Fucking first grade, it's like A, B, C. He's, you know, he's got mostly B's, which is great. And A is too, like, yeah, needs work. Okay, good, it's handwriting, sure. People love to talk. It's like, you go to a school meeting and one parent, you've been there, parents like, excuse me, like, what are your core values? It's on the fucking website, really? If my son doesn't get into college, which by the way, most of them, many of them, cost less than the $18,000 first grade wanted, in the Pacific Palisades, I don't want to say the name of the school, but it rhymes with village. Rhymes with. People go to college that are actual dumb idiots. That was redundant probably, dumb idiots. I had a radio show for 3 years. I had a sports talk radio show. I would interview athletes every day, and I needed a fucking UN headset to figure out what was being said to me, because they didn't speak English, even though they're from our towns and our country. Adam Pac-Man Jones is a corner for the Bengals somewhere. He goes around the league because he's a pothead. They keep bouncing him around. And he had to apologize to the commissioner of football on national television live. And it went like this. Dear Commissioner Gardell, it's Goodell. His name's on the fucking football. Really? Gardell? He's your boss. When I was at the script club being rebellion... University of West Virginia, 16 grand, free, because he could play football. Yeah. I had a wide receiver, Mike Wallace. There was a basketball player, Terrence Ross. I had these guys. I actually had no idea what was being said to me because I couldn't decipher the language. And I would just wait for a pause and go, oh, that's neat. So, in case, oh, I don't want you to think I'm talking about black guys only. Jake Coker, quarterback, former quarterback at Alabama, is as white as a driven snow. Okay? White, 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 white. They interviewed him after the national championship game. He couldn't talk. He sounded like he had a fucking coonhound in his throat. Like a big white guy, all sweaty quarterback. Probably number 17. I'm not sure. 17. Some interviewer is like, so what happened on that last? Well, I'll tell you what, the coach can't put in a good play. And I do. I told you, go outside, I raise that. We'll see. Touchdown, bro. That Roll Tide. Alabama's like $26,000. Boo! It's fun to do. Try it at home. Wow. I should prepare an actual set. I mean, I've been sober twice. I have been divorced twice. I've given the IRS $700,000 twice. So let me help you out here. I'm all out of fucks. It's just, like, when you've been emptied like that, spiritually, it was kind of fucked up what you said. You know what you're never gonna hear from me? If I offended anybody, I'm like Fonzie, I can't say it. Fuck that. Everybody needs to fucking relax. That's my message overall. You know, and not here in this room, we're relaxing. But out there, come on. Oh, are there any Asian people here? Where are the Asians? Yeah, you guys, Asian people, you need to fucking relax. I almost just choked. Don't, well, hold on. That lady goes, you're not Asian. So either she's so drunk she can't see, which is 50-50, or he's been kidnapped. Which guy? Look at me, Asian guy. You're Asian?
I'm not Asian.
So that's the big joke? Why are you looking at her? If I'm a comedian filming in front of you, why are you looking back at her? The tits, don't get me wrong, I understand that. Are you, you're not Asian at all?
No.
Are you guys all on mushrooms right now? Because I have no anger towards you at all. It's just like, you're on this toboggan ride. It's great. Any Asians here? Yeah! Oh, God. Oh, fuck. I'm not Asian. I'm gonna look backwards. Things happen there. That's why there's rearview mirrors. Asian people, I'd like you to relax. Stop correcting me or getting angry at me if I guess the wrong Asian. There's no Asian people here. None. That's impossible. I just said I wouldn't pick on anybody. I was on a plane from JFK to LAX. I'm sitting next to an Asian guy, 6 hours. 3 hours in, we're in our damn seats, and I go, hey, are you Japanese? He goes, do I look Japanese to you? No. Yeah, you look so Japanese that seatbelted into a tube at 37,000 feet where I can't escape. You might know Kung Fu or something. I'm like, hey, comma, are you Japanese? He goes, well, I'm Korean. I'm like, I don't know if that's better or worse. What the fuck's happening? Relax. You're not white or black or Italian. That's as deep as this trough goes. Like, relax. Like, I'm like, you know what? This guy's probably Japanese. I'm gonna ask him if he's fucking Korean or vice versa, however I said it. Let me tell you something. Latinos, I know you're here. LA, yeah. Yes, nice. One car, all that's. If I offended anybody, yeah. Latinos, you need to fucking relax. Stop going like this when you're arguing with me. Don't tease me when I make the effort into your culture and speak a little Spanish. You know, two Mexican guys are having an argument. You're like, hey guys, tranquilo. They both go, hey, cabrón, it's Mr. Ye, it's tranquilo. Then they're hugging over their mutual hatred and disrespect for me. I feel like an idiot for a second, and then I realize I'm right. And I go, let me tell you something. My name's not Ye. Nobody's ever been to New York City in their lives. It doesn't exist. And it's not the Doyers, it's the fucking Dodgers. They win or lose. They don't win or they no win. They no, no. The Dodgers, there's no newspaper that says Dodgers no win. So kiss my ass with fucking tranquilo. I need to relax actually, because I was there, man. I got heated up. Persians, where are you?
Right here, baby.
Yeah, you like. You guys can tell them. Gotta relax. Not that. That, I love that enthusiasm. Need you in the wrestling room with that fire, bro. But just stop working at Wells Fargo. All, like, enough. Like, what? Where's the Underground Railroad from? Can I get a teller with two eyebrows? Is that like... You guys gotta relax. Stop telling me you're from Persia. Show me a map or a globe that has fucking Persia written on it. There isn't one. You're from Iran. If you're from Persia, then I'm from white. Or I'm British or something. Black people, you need to relax, both of you. Yeah, that's about right. Stop asking me if I know what you're saying after every other sentence. You know what I'm saying? Because I do. It's never anything like complex. See, black holes have never been proved. But all the analytics and scientific data of a black hole is under the assumption they do exist. But we're not really sure if they exist. And the gravity is so incredible in a black hole. If like a spaceship was next to a black hole and you took photos as it approached, when it entered the black hole, you wouldn't have ever a photo of the spaceship right going in. It would just be frozen there forever because the gravity obliterates your... Do you know what I'm saying? Time's a human invention. We invented time. It's a grid we put over space and relations. Like, we had to come up with an actual, like, all right, when was the last time I saw that guy? The sun went up and came down twice. I'll call that a day. Well, what's in a day? I'll call them hours, minutes. You know what I'm saying? No, it's always like, hey, man, I saw your show the other night. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, yes. Like, I know what you're saying. Then I'm not sure when you keep asking me. Then by the third one, maybe I'm not well. I don't know. So your show the other night, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, yes. Yeah, you did 90 minutes, man. You know what I'm saying? I think so. Now, you were real funny, dude. You know what I'm saying? Did a tree fall on my car? Like, what's happening? Is this regarding Henry? Like, why is everybody asking if I know what the fuck they're saying? If you have a friend... and you're not sure if that friend's Jewish. They're not. No ambiguity there at all. Jewish people will tell you they're Jewish after a sentence that doesn't even make sense. What'd you do this weekend? Oh, we went out to Lake Apakong, went on Jim's boat, and I sat in the front. I'm a Jew. And, I don't have a chart for that in my head. Seating arrangements at sea? Son of Zion. You know what's amazing? There's nothing up here. Animal rights people need to fucking relax. Like PETA, I get a special place in my heart for PETA. It's my dick. Like, relax with your goddamn leather shoes that somebody's wearing a fur coat or telling. This is the one that gets me. Meat is murder. No, no, it's not. Murder's murder, meat's lunch. Huge difference. Hey, let's go get you stabbed and see how you feel. Like, hey, it's just like meat. These animal rights people think we're just like marauding and killing every goddamn animal on God's green earth. It's not true. Don't believe it. We only eat 5 animals total. If you take fish out, because they're just fucking dumb fish, it's like, what else are you supposed to do? If you live on an island, you eat fish. It's like cow, chicken, pig, lamb, turkey. All right, so that, all right, out of every animal ever, that's what we got. We're just assholes, man. We only eat the animals that are too stupid to not be domesticated to be eaten over a millennia. Like, you chase a chicken to kill it, and it flies away and then lands again right here and goes, are you fucking kidding me? I'm only here to be eaten, otherwise I'd be able to fly, like, at any time in my life's history. Cows. You stand in front of a cow with a machete and explain to it, oh, I'm gonna cut you here, this is your flank steak, and this, the cow will go,
that sounds all right.
I only eat grass. I'm so dumb, it takes me 4 stomachs to figure all that out. You never ate hawk. You know why? You can't catch a fucking hawk. Stupid pig, you're up. Horses must taste terrible, because I don't know why we don't eat them. They're really dumb. I'll explain, don't worry. The only animal we know, because camels, elephants, sure. The only animal we know that lets us ride it all day. Like, there's police horses. We tell them they have jobs. You're like, oh, really? Oh, really? Okay, it's fair. You can get on my back. Every other animal in creation, when that second leg swung over, they went, bah! Just ate us and killed us. Horses are like, kick. Oh, I'm in a movie? Really? It's really weird. They just let us ride them around. Go home. No other animal. None. The nicest animal. Your dog. Your big fat golden retriever sleeping in front of the TV, snoring and having his weird dog dreams. Where he thinks he's a wolf. Go home tonight, just, you know, gently sit on his ribs, that big fat 12-year-old golden lab, that sweet old, that little Samson man, the beautiful dog Cleo, whatever his name is. Cup your balls, though. You're going to want to cup your balls. You just lower your body down, and when your butt touches his ribs, he's going to eat your fucking face and balls. And when you come home a week later, he's going to be like, that's the fucking scumbag tried to sit on me. Everybody needs to relax. It's unbelievable. When I went to school in New Jersey, I don't think you realize how dumb we were and how high-strung we were. We would play games like box on the roof of the garage. You lost by getting knocked out and falling off the roof of the garage. That's not smart. We put our bikes down there to break the fall. Our bicycles, like. We'd step off the roof of the house with a hefty bag as a parachute. There's no unit of measure tiny enough to time when your back foot leaves the gutter and you going, this isn't filling with air at all. Whose bike is this? We were idiots. We thought you got pregnant by peeing in each other's butts. I'm not kidding. We lit until too late, like 12, 13, almost high school. You'd be taking a leak behind like the equipment shed at football practice. Like, hey, don't pee in my butt. I don't want to have a baby. Your friend's like, what makes you think I want a baby? Just have a little bit of a baby. We were idiots, taught by idiots. I knew I was smarter than my teachers. Not like I'm a narcissist, lunatic, egomaniac. My English teacher is doing life in jail for racketeering. It was just this mob town in New Jersey. Mr. Roma was my AP English class. I don't know how I was in an AP English class. He was the football coach. And, you know, usually a coach, or they let him coach like driver's ed. Right? No, fucking, they put this MOOC at AP English. He's supposed to be reading like Brave New World, Lord of the Flies. We walk in, he's still dressed as a coach. He's got the comb over his fat tummy. One of these Italian guys that breathes way too loud out of his nose. How you doing? Yeah. Take your seats. All right. On the blackboard, this is all to the letter true, okay? He had written in quotes, ignorance for the law is no excuse, close quote, and under it he wrote me, quoting himself. We sit in our seats, and he goes, all right, now, ignorance for the law is no excuse, all right? You get it? No excuse. Ignorance for the law is no excuse. This is AP English. I'm Mr. Roma. You know me as Coach Roma, probably, right? Yeah. You could do homework for other classes in here. Let's keep it down. Keep the vice principal out of our business. You know what I mean? Maybe put something over the window after I go. And you could do other homework. You could nap. And you could box. I don't give a fuck what you do in here. Just don't bring heat. This is what he said. Don't bring heat on me, all right? Bathroom passes are on the desk. Sign in, sign out, honor system. I'm an adult. I don't need a pass. I'll see you February 2nd. And he walks out of the fucking classroom.